This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I am in Prikith, in the bar in Reykjavik, looking ahead to, an exciting media launch that's taking place in just a few hours. On the Rag, which is a literary and art tabloid, will be launching its first print issue right here a little bit later on. Sami Lauren is the man behind it. You're the writer and curator of Casual Encounters, which was where this all came from. So just explain a little bit, Sami, about how we ended up sitting here, how you ended up sitting here, and how this paper that I have in front of me is going to be launched.
Yeah, hi, thanks for having me, Darren. So I basically was living in LA, which is a swell, I've lived there a really long time, and it's a sort of a, it's a one industry town, you know, it's dominated by Hollywood and the movies industry, and there is a literary scene there and always has been a literary scene there, but it's a small, it's not super professionalized. It's more indie. Mm. And, you know, a lot of the literary life was based around these like really boring bookshop readings that just felt incredibly alienating to me. And I finally thought, okay, I'm going to just start something fun with my friends, you know? And I had been living in Mexico for a couple of years, and there's this crazy, you know, chaotic literary life there where people were just like throwing readings in the bars and like at their apartments, and like anywhere I would go, there was just like people reading poems and like drinking beers. And I just was like, it was so fun. I loved doing it. And I met such a cool world down there and became friends with all of them. And when I moved back to the US, that's where I was like, okay, I'm just going to like start having some friends and we'll just like have a little reading, you know, it'd be fun. And it kind of like blew up. I don't know why. It became like a whole surreally, like a vibrant, very youthful scene, yeah. You know.
And was that the birth of Casual Encounters?
Yeah, that's the Casual Encounters. Yeah. Casual Encounters was the name of this part of this website called Craigslist. It's a very popular like posting forum where people can buy things, sell things, get jobs, buy cars, get an apartment. And back in the day, there used to be a small section of it called personals. And it was like men for women, women for men, bi for queer, whatever. You know, every single iteration of human sexuality was presented there. And at the very bottom was the one called Casual Encounters. And it was kind of the hookup site before there was ever Tinder or Grindr or Hinge or any of those things. Because of a law that was passed in 2018 in the US, that got banned, basically. Essentially, yeah, it got banned, that site. So they took it down. It was a law that held that any thing illegal that happened on your website, you're liable for. So a lot of websites had to take down things like that.
So two people met and something happened. Yeah. And they met on the website, they'd be held responsible?
Yeah, or there was a lot of, it became a site of like a lot of sex workers were using it. I'm sure there was a lot of other like shady stuff going on there too. I don't know, whatever. They banned it, essentially got rid of it. And the website of my tabloid, On the Rag, well, it's the Casual Encounters is now the namesake of the reading series I started because it's a source of much, you know, chaotic, romantic, libertine intrigue and spirit. But also it's what I did for the website when I thought about, because On the Rag is very much a print project,
yes,
you know.
I'm holding it here.
Yeah,
I've got the first issue in my hand here.
It's like printed on newsprint. It looks like a tabloid. It is kind of a conceptual tabloid.
It's got the feel of National Enquirer.
Exactly. That's who we're like going after.
Yeah.
But its website presence is really kind of the other side of it, which is I had a coder resurrect the original Casual Encounters. So basically, you can now go to the ontherag.vip. Just the website ontherag.vip and go there, and anyone can post anything they want anonymously. And originally I thought it was going to be people posting like hookups, dating stuff. And it was a little of that, but it very quickly turned into this site of people posting poetry and fiction and all kinds of mischief. And it's kind of a weird, chaotic place that is sort of the, you know, the subconscious, you could say, of On the Rag.
What really honors us, I think, is that you're having the launch of the print issue here On the Rag here in Iceland.
You know, I think it's cool to do things in places that aren't normally doing this kind of stuff. And I just, you know, I was lucky enough to get a job. I'm a video producer, and I had a job to come here. And I was here, and at first I was like, I don't have time. It's too crazy. I don't know anyone here. But then I went to this book. I was like walking around some bookshops and started talking to one of the booksellers, whose name is Tanya Rasmussen. And she was like, I'm like, oh, are you a writer? And she was like, yeah, I write. And I was like, yeah, I might put on a reading, you know? I might put it on a launch here. Why don't you come? And she's like, okay, sure, I would read at it. And I was like, all right. And then it was the next thing, and I'm just like, it's just the way I am. It's weird. I just like go to a place and start building. I don't know what else to say.
This is the place to do that, I think, because it's an extraordinarily literary country, as you're doubtless aware.
Yes.
The importance of literature cannot be overstated in the history and indeed the contemporary life of Iceland. It's also a place where things happen very quickly. They can happen very quickly. So you've come to the right place, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I was lucky enough to be put in touch from a friend in the U.S. with a translator here named Larissa Kaiser. And she's not Icelandic, actually. She's from the U.S., but she's adopted Iceland as her home. And I was like, hey, who do you think would be cool to invite? I thought she might, you know, and tell me a couple of people. Because I know Iceland's like a major cultural place, obviously, but I'm not super familiar with Icelandic literature because, sadly, the U.S. just doesn't translate a lot of literature of any country. But she put together this list of probably, you know, the exhaustive list of like the 25 coolest writers in Iceland working right now. And I was lucky enough that some of them were available, and I'm super thrilled. And I've been like looking into their work. A lot of it's not translated yet, but, you know, I hope people will see it, you know.
Tanya is one of those readers that you mentioned. She'll be taking part later on tonight as well.
Yeah, she's going to read. Yeah. She's going to read at it. She's a young writer. You know, she hasn't been translated or anything yet, but
other names include Carolina Rosolovsdottir, Maria Elizabeth Bragadottir, Rebecca Lord, Grayson Delfaro, special guests as well. Yeah. So that's quite a lineup that you've put together here at Prikith.
Yeah.
It's happening later today.
Yeah. We're hoping Bjork comes, the musician. That's, of course, she's like the most famous export. We've been in touch. If Bjork, if you hear this, like, we want you to come out.
Has she responded to your
requests? No, her.
Is she in the country just now?
I'm not sure. I hear she's here, but like, you know, we've been in touch with people that know her, and so we're hopeful it will get the message out. You know, we have feelers out. That's what I'm saying. So okay. She might come too.
And so, what do you want to achieve from this launch then? I mean, it's serendipitous to an extent in that you were going to be here anyway, and it's the kind of place that will be receptive to this sort of idea. But what do you want to achieve from today?
We want On the Rag to put the Grapevine out of business. That's our next stop. Watch out, Grapevine.
It's a fine publication with a long history.
Yeah, I know, but we're like, you know, young rebels, you know, like we're shit starters. That's
okay.
The thing.
So you're launching this here, and then you're going to do another launch in London as well. It's obviously an international presence that you have.
We're a global organization, is the truth. You know, I'm already thinking of people in Iceland that I want to bring on as correspondents and editors to, like, do a local issue. I mean, we're based in L.A., Hele, as I call it, but we're, you know, we really are, like a lot of, unlike a lot of media organizations, we're really growing. So we have, like, editors in London, editors in Latin America, like other media places are collapsing. And I'm like, I feel like we're really growing, you know, it's the truth. I don't know if we'll be able to do an Icelandic edition yet, all in Icelandic, but that would be sick. That's definitely on the horizon now.
Or an edition in English dedicated to Iceland, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe something like that, you know, like a love letter to Reykjavik would be really fun. Yeah. I could see in a future issue. But yeah, this is still the first issue. If you look through it, there's like voices from all over the world on it, honestly. So we have a writer that wrote to us from Gaza, someone from London, a lot of LA people, New York people that live all over the place, honestly.
As I say, it's a great aesthetic, echoing an American tabloid newspaper, which is very much the idea. In fact, you even said on the cover, you are America's greatest tabloid. So maybe it's the aforementioned National Enquirer that you want to put out of business.
Or the New York Post. I mean, the New York Post called us the world's second greatest tabloid. Maybe they still are the best. We're young, you know. We can't be the best for always, every time. But you know, about the tabloid, like what it is. You know, it's not only a tabloid. It's kind of I call it a conceptual tabloid because it's part tabloid, it's part literary journal, and it's kind of a conceptual art project all in one for me. It's really like an expression of what I think about the state of media and the state of literature and culture and art in a way. something I love about it and why I very consciously made it the way it is because, you know, I get a lot of, I subscribe to so many literary journals and magazines and papers. And, you know, because of the collapse of media, print media, there's this sort of fetishization of print. And it's like, I don't think books and magazines and newspapers used to be so precious about themselves and like kind of weak in a way. It's a sign of weakness to me. And it's like, oh, we have to like take this thing that should be temporal and ephemeral because it's just like a print magazine, you know, and elevate it to this place that is feels false to me, which is like, oh, this isn't just a literary journal. This is like an art object. I think it's like a sign of how small and how the poverty of the way people and the poverty of the media industry in a way and like magazines and stuff to have to do that. I think of books and magazines and newspapers and literary journals as mass media. They should be a thing that everyone can read and should read, you know? And because people don't do that, they have to create them into these like art objects that feel precious and they're very fetishized. And it's like, oh, it's all about this like design and the beautiful layout and artwork in it. And it's like, I love all that stuff. I appreciate it. But I'm so, I was thinking about it before I started this. I was clearing out my house and I'm like, I have all of these newspapers and magazines and journals and literary journals and art journals and all of them, you know? And they're all beautiful. They are beautiful, you know? But I'm like, they're all trash in the end. I'm going to throw all of this away. And I'm not going to feel bad about it because what am I supposed to do? Keep these for the next 50 years of my life collecting dust? And I'm like, the tabloid, on the other hand, I think is the last kind of printed object that it's like kind of honest about what it is, you know? It's often mocked and derided for being trashy and sleazy and salacious, but actually there's something kind of honest about itself. You know, it's cheaply made. It's not supposed to, no one expects you to keep it forever. It's like you look at it for 5 minutes, you can throw it away, you can leave it on the subway for someone else to take. And that is the exact spirit of On the Rag, actually. It's not precious about itself. It can laugh at itself. It's cheaply made. It's very DIY. It's got this like wonderful rawness to it, I think. You know, there's typos in it that I'm finding all the time. I don't care. Like, to me, that's the part of the beauty and the magic of it, is this sort of something that is ephemeral.
I think it does have a beauty and it does have a magic for the reasons that you outline. If you want to find out more, ironically, online, you can, of course. OnTheRag.vip is the website address. We'll put a link up to that on the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio. But the print launch is tonight at Prikith, where we're sitting just now, 8 o'clock.
Doors at 7, readings at 8. Come early, come buy a copy, come hang out, come spit out a copy. You can do whatever you want, you know. There's no rules, you know.
Roof English Radio, my name's Darren Adam. You can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.